Well, Charlotte is not the only person who takes a keen interest in growing things. Let's Talk sub-editor Terry Redhead is very proud of his allotment and derives a lot of joy from getting stuck in. His hard work seems to pay off too, as you can hear from Tony.
I wandered lonely as a cloud is a line from one of the most popular poems of William Wordsworth, inspired in 1802 when Wordsworth and his sister Dorothy came across a long belt of daffodils while wandering in the forest. I can imagine their joy at such a lovely sight out in the open countryside. I am certainly not going to try to be as lyrical or romantic, but I know what he meant, as I feel a similar delight when I'm working on my allotment. Perhaps it's because, like everyone else, I'm always busy. In fact, I would be a lost soul if I wasn't busy. Having nothing to do is the worst entry my diary can ever have. Perhaps it's part of my upbringing. Dad was a farm labourer all of his life. Perhaps because it is quiet and peaceful. Perhaps because it's hard work and therefore even more appreciated when it bears fruit and veg, especially veg. Pulling on the wellies and getting out the tools and getting down to the allotment has an unbeatable appeal. It's at least 15 years since I took it up, ownership of my special patch of land, which is in a neighbouring village to where I live, but only 4 or 5 miles away. The rent then was even less than it is now, the princely sum of £5 per annum for my half a plot. Half a plot, I hear you ask? Well, half a plot is enough for me to grow, in a typical year, potatoes, early and main crop, peas, runner beans and broad beans, carrots, leeks, onions and spring onions, lettuce, radish, courgettes, beetroot, pumpkins, parsnips, strawberries and raspberries, the latter two fruits transformed into jam by my wife. And that jam lasts almost an entire year. Add in the possibility of cabbages and cauliflowers and other greens, and you can see what I mean. The plot is cleared before December, albeit the raspberry canes, strawberry plants and leeks and parsnips remain longer to give nature time to work some regenerative magic on the Norfolk soil. I used to dig it by hand. Then I switched to using a petrol-driven rotavator. Now I get the youngest of my three sons to rotavate it for me. Cheating, possibly. Good sense, undoubtedly. It is very hard work. Another quick rotavating morning usually takes place towards the end of February, ready for me to plant seeds as soon as Mother Nature decrees it is wise to do so. I usually start off peas, broad and runner beans and courgettes in my greenhouse. March and April are busy months with planting and the necessary follow-up weeding and maintenance to give every chance of a beautiful crop. All the usual jobs follow in April, May and June, such as potato planting, the spuds having chitted in the spare bedroom in the darker months. By midsummer, the strawberries are being eaten, the raspberries keep giving and the salad crops are plentiful. Throughout the summer and into September, the harvest continues, with enough peas and beans being picked and frozen to last through the winter. Perhaps there is a primeval urge. I'm sure I can't now, not that I ever could, go out and slay a beast to provide food for the family. Perhaps making sure the allotment provides fruit and veg is what I offer as a substitute for not being a true hunter. During my 15 or so years on the allotment, no chemicals have been used, so I guess I can claim to have green credentials. When they are off the allotment, they taste so much better than from the supermarket, is a common shout by allotment holders like me. Well, perhaps it is true, or perhaps it's just what we wish for. Either way, that first Sunday lunch around early June, which has on the plate new potatoes, peas, carrots, runner beans and broad beans, all straight out of my allotment soil earlier on that same Sunday morning, taste simply divine. It's well worth the hard work. Now, where's my hoe, rake and spade?
It certainly sounds as if Terry can be justly proud of his efforts.